The Spirit and the Church cry out, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." As we've traveled through the Advent hymn, "O Lord, how shall I meet you?" this afternoon our focus is on verse 4. Sin's debt, that fearful burden, let not your souls distress. Your guilt the Lord will pardon and cover by his grace. He comes for you, procuring the peace of sin forgiven, his children thus securing a heritage in heaven. In my early grade school years, I remember vividly having to memorize a very familiar verse of a hymn for us to sing in the Christmas Eve children's service. "Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, make thee a bed soft, undefiled within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee." So prayer I was familiar with because that was a favorite hymn in the household I grew up in, clearly also a favorite hymn for that congregation. I think it might be safe to say that there hasn't been a Christmas in my life that song, that hymn in all 15 verses, hasn't been sung. For a youngster at only first grade, memorizing that hymn had a bit different impact on me than it might now. It had me imagining that I was preparing myself, preparing my heart to be a place where the baby Jesus could take a nice, long, quiet nap. While other children I knew were being very careful about being good for goodness sake, for after all, the ever-seeing, ever-knowing, ever-present Santa Claus was coming to town soon, I had a different motivation for my behavior. I wanted to be prepared. I wanted to be prepared for Christmas, for that moment when I would fully realize what it meant to have Jesus living in my heart. This is a time of the year where we're greatly challenged by the swirl of the reality of the temptations of the season that surrounds us. There's a good deal of activity involved in our making merry. And certainly, as the adult beverages flow, and many, many a different buffet of tasty treats and sweets is laid out before us. And as we gather often with people we don't see that much, maybe share a last name with, and have to spend time perhaps with people that we ordinarily wouldn't choose to, lengthy periods of time, the temptations to overindulging and gluttony and less than careful, caring words and attitudes directed at others as our patience for the season wears thin, all are very real temptations that might have us thinking of ourselves as less than prepared, less than an appropriate place for the baby Jesus to lay his head. The chambers of our hearts not so quiet, so peaceful, so welcoming a place for the Savior. But there's no need to fear, to be uncertain. For the one to whom we pray, offering a welcome space, is the one who paradoxically is also the only source of cleansing, purity, wholeness, righteousness for our challenged hearts, for our guilty consciences. It seems that this time of the year, for many Christians, bears some similarity to the Lenten season. As we slow down a bit, are more aware of and willing to self-examination, a filtering and sorting of our lives and our attitudes and our appetites and our conversations and our priorities in spending and giving. And it's a good thing. It's always a good thing when God's people turn their minds and their hearts towards listening to His Word and examining themselves by that Word and opening themselves to His judgment, His evaluation, His commenting on who we are and what we've done, how we live our lives. Unfortunately, too often it is a brief season of repentance in the life of the Christian. Almost as if it would be intolerable to try to live under the oppression of penitence on a daily basis all year through. After all, even Christians from time to time have to have their fun. But Pastor Gerhardt, the author of our hymn, would encourage us to recognize it's not just an Advent activity, it's not just a Lenten pursuit, but it is a day-by-day reality. Perhaps it's at the start of a new day that we think on the past day, acknowledging our sinfulness and praying not only for forgiveness, but the strength and the guidance of our Savior and His Spirit for the new day ahead to be a better one than the day before. Perhaps it's before you lay your head on your pillow at night that you think back over a day and recall the failings, the sins, the broken promises, the easy temptations accepted, asking for that forgiveness and that assurance of payment for your sin as another means to rest yourself and bring about peace between you and your God as He has offered it to you through His promises. But it is vital and important that it be a daily reality for us, that we be honest with ourselves and honest with our God and look to Him for the forgiveness He alone can offer, that He alone can completely give unconditionally. To assure us that we are amongst those whose robes have been washed in the blood of the Lamb and made white, that we are amongst those who will one day enjoy the embrace of a Heavenly Father, whose welcoming into heaven will erase every tear, every memory of every sin and every reality of our brokenness. And certainly as the days grow short, and perhaps if we're younger, the days grow longer as they tick down one by one towards that big day we look forward to on the December calendar. That before we sing our praises, before we contemplate the wonder of His birth, before we proclaim to the world in our hymns, our carols, our confessions that we believe in this baby who is born, a Savior, a King, God in human flesh, that this pursuit of certainty, of forgiveness, of healing, of eternal hope in the gift of God's Son includes serious evaluation and preparation of our hearts, our minds, our lives, to welcome our only Savior, our brother, our King, not just to our world, not just to our lives where he might be the occasional guest, but to our hearts, to dwell there daily and forever, a welcome presence, a presence of forgiveness, of promise, of eternal hope. We read the psalm. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. The word of the Lord.